Proclamation number 8980, dated the May 23rd, 1965. Severe suffering can result in childship to God. You have been told several times already that you can only attain childship to God if you surrender to me with love and also humbly bear the sorrow which you have to experience in order to purge the soul from all impurities, so that, on entering the kingdom of the beyond, you can be completely permeated by my light of love. For every ailment, every suffering the human soul still has to endure on earth dissolves the layers, and then the full light ray of my love can touch the soul, because it has relinquished all resistance. Therefore, don't be discouraged by a difficult earthly life, but believe that it will be a blessing for you which fully offsets all suffering, and be patient, for the reward will be greater than great, and the time of the human being's suffering on earth is but short compared to the glorious fate awaiting the soul throughout all eternity. This is why you should gladly accept a life of suffering. You should know that such an earthly life is imposed on you by my immense love, so that you soon will be able to reach the goal set by me since eternity. For what follows your earthly life cannot be explained to you. It is the most magnificent fate which is only destined for my children, who will be invested into all the rights of the Father, able to work like him, without difference, because they have attained the highest goal. Yet even for these very children I'm unfathomable, that is, they incessantly strive towards me, they long for me, and their longing will always be fulfilled. And the essence of their bliss rests in the fact that they will never cease yearning for me, that they thus can never be entirely satisfied, because I am and remain eternally unfathomable. For this reason you have to take the most difficult conditions in earthly life upon yourselves. You will be tested time and again, and you have to remain steadfast even in utmost suffering, and always know that only your great love for me and your neighbor can alleviate your suffering, but that you are incapable of such love which could entirely eliminate suffering, and thus you should be grateful that you are allowed to bear sorrow, as it only serves to perfect you. I did not say to you without reason, take up your cross and follow me. Single quote, for I knew that only a path of utmost suffering will result in your childship to God, because as human beings you are incapable of the love that also leads to childship of God, and also because earthly life is too short unless you accept suffering at the same time. Therefore, do not ask why I let a human being suffer. Rather, think of the benefit of suffering. Bear in mind that it dissolves all layers which prevent the soul from receiving the full illumination of love, and that it is always just a temporary state which is then replaced by eternal happiness, for which you would have accepted even more suffering if only your physical strength would allow for it. Thus you who have to suffer so much should remember that it is the longing for children which motivates me to put you into this state, and that you yourselves will be grateful to me one day for all the adversity you had to endure in earthly life. Yet this always presumes firm faith in me, faith in life after death, and faith in my infinite love. Then you regard every happening as a return of the once fallen spirit to me, with the goal of childship to God, which I cannot achieve in any other way but by means of the path across earth. And if you have this faith, then you will also patiently endure every suffering. You will only ever see one purpose in it and accept everything that you, as a human being, cannot change anyway, but you will humbly bear it as imposed on you by my wisdom and love in order to guide you to the highest goal. But only few will reach this goal, yet they can nevertheless be happy if they don't. Even those people can be happy who don't enter the kingdom of the beyond entirely without light, for they will still be able to enhance their degree of light there. they will also be able to rise ever higher and experience infinite beatitude, but they will no longer be able to achieve the childship to God which necessitates a life on earth. Nevertheless, they will be able to repeat this life in order to fulfill a mission, and even then they will not be spared all kinds of suffering in order to achieve utmost maturity, in order to enter the spiritual realm as the Father's true child, in order to then be able to eternally create and work at His side, in accordance with His will and yet in all freedom, as it was His intention from the start. Amen.